It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. It's our triple option feature. And guys, I'll go first. Man, I've got to send my thoughts and prayers to the family of Dan Simmons, longtime Saints employee, was the equipment manager. I think it was 42 years. He started in 1973.
That's a hell of a run.
Man, he had a long run with this team. He retired back in 2014. Great guy. I've never heard anybody say anything negative about Dan. And he was one of those guys, I remember him telling me one time, nobody else is going to wear number 8. Just like if he'd have been there, nobody else is going to wear number 9. You know, that was one of those deals. Nobody was going to wear Archie's number, and no one's going to wear Drew Brees' number if he'd have been there at that time frame. And I think he started in the spring of 73, if my memory's right about it. But you talk about a great guy and someone that really was not a limelight seeker. I mean, he just did his job, did what I'm supposed to do. He knew every secret in that organization, too. Man, but he wouldn't spill his guts on it. And God bless him. He's just a great guy in life. And so our thoughts and prayers go out to his wife and Elaine and their three children. And it just is a great guy and certainly meant a lot to the community and to the Saints organization.
Well, Mike, I'm going to go with defending one of Louisiana's own in Kim Mulkey. Not like she needs me to defend her, though. After the Tigers lost to UCLA in the postgame press conference, a reporter, so you could tell as a student reporter, was nervous asking Miss Mulkey questions. And he said, for a second straight year, you guys have been eliminated in the Elite Eight. She kind of cuts him off and says, that's terrible, isn't it? And he goes, yeah, and laughs. And she goes, is that terrible or is that good? And he goes, terrible. Well, is it? She says, how many Final Fours you play in? And he goes, none. She goes, okay, so it's probably good, huh? Well, today now, going into the national media, a guy like Stephen A. Smith on ESPN sounded off against Miss Mulkey.
Not going to take away from the fact that Kim Mulkey is a great coach and an established coach. We just need to finally say this about her. She's very rude. Mm. She's very rude. She's very, very rude.
Yes, very condescending.
I mean, she's rude, she's condescending, and unnecessarily so to too many people. But it's always with the right one. See, she don't go up to the wrong ones like that. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like she knows, Shannon, who to do that to and who not to do that to. Because certain people you do that to, they're going to clap back at you. But she is a phenomenal coach, one of the best ever. But she's just a very, very rude person.
Stephen A. taking some digs there, Ms. Mulkey.
Listen, you got to know who Kim Mulkey is.
Exactly, okay. Mike. Thank you.
If you're going to throw it, then you got to get it hit right back to you. And, I mean, it was a young reporter, you know, so, hey, he got his lesson in life.
Right. She was just having a little fun with a guy she could tell was nervous as
and
a student
she
reporter.
She sort of poked the bear.
Exactly.
And she don't mind getting poked either back. You know, that's just the way Kim Mulkey is. And I've heard that from different people other than Stephen A. Smith. But you have to know the personality. You know, and he is right about, you know, she kind of knows who to tangle in the ring with. She's pretty good at that. But no, listen, Coach Mulkey, she is who she is personality wise. And if you're going to throw a question out there, you better come prepared. You better not be just reading stuff off the internet.
I think it's a thing like, too, obviously, she's our head coach here in Louisiana, so we love her. If she was somewhere else, say at Alabama, we probably wouldn't feel the same.
Well, her personality and Nick Saban's personality. Yeah, I mean, it ain't a lot different between the two of them. Charlie?
Guys, Matt Norlander from CBS has a really cool tweet talking about the 10 best KenPom teams ever, ratings dating back to 1996 and 1997. The Final Four, everyone keeps kind of lamenting the fact that it's one seeds and it's chalk madness. But, I mean, guys, these are four of the best teams in college basketball in recent history. And via KenPom, once again, the ratings, which is, you know, their efficiency rating, defense and offense, 2024-2025, Duke ranks number two in the past basically 30 years. 2024-2025, Houston ranks number six. Florida this year ranks number eight. And Auburn ranks number 10. All four of them are in the top 10 of efficiency rating via KenPom in the last 30 years. I'm celebrating this, guys. I can't wait for this weekend. The Saturday's games in San Antonio are going to be fantastic. Duke versus Houston and then Florida versus Auburn and that overrated SEC. But, you know, like it's going to be a lot of fun. I just can't wait to see what happens. I mean, it's four elite teams battling it out at the end. I know that everyone loves Cinderella, but I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Well, Texas Tech put up a fight, didn't they?
Yeah. They were beat.
I thought Florida was going down. And I give Florida a lot of credit. That takes a lot of poise. Intestinal fortitude, because I thought Texas Tech had them at that stage. Though I'll be honest, I'm like Chessa. I thought Duke's women's team had South Carolina too.
I was watching
and
that matchup.
Let
too,
them
man.
Off the hook. And again, when you're a champ, you better knock them out when you got that chance. And they had some opportunities, just couldn't do it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.